Chapter 13, Epilogue. 1400 hours outside the main command post. Cajun 6 was pleased with the planning effort by the staff. The efficiency and effectiveness they displayed was incredible. Looking back, they came a long way. The brigade's, BDE's, rotation at the Combat Training Center, CTC, 3 months after he assumed command, exposed the lack of training on the MDMP. There were too many inefficiencies and an overall lack of synchronization in the process. The Planning Standard Operating Procedure, PSOP, had not been updated since his predecessor assumed command. His CTC rotation made it clear improvement in the MDMP was a top priority. Cajun 6 knew the home station staff training benefited him as much as the staff. Many training iterations improved the staff's as well as his own understanding of the intricacies of the MDMP and built his trust and confidence in the team. It certainly provided the impetus to improve the PSOP, which they revisited after every training exercise. Cajun 6 took a moment to review the things he and the brigade staff worked hard to improve after the CTC rotation. He had the staff members read the current and past CTC trends published by the Center of Army Lessons Learned, CALL. The trends were fed to CALL for compilation, providing a wealth of information that assisted with improving all warfighting functions, WFFs. These documents and their own CTC After Action Review, AAR, provided a wealth of knowledge they could use for improving their own planning processes in PSOP. Along with Cajun 3 and 5, they planned home station training for the staff, which included the command post CP training tables. During home station training, Cajun 6 was deeply involved with driving the operations process. His goal was twofold. First, build an effective, efficient, and agile planning process that the staff could execute with or without the commander present. And second, develop appropriate PSOPs that were understood and followed. Understanding roles and responsibilities, which included using non-commissioned officers, NCOs, and other subordinate staff members, producing clear and concise running estimates, developing unit fighting products, and writing clear and concise warning orders, WARNORDs, and operation orders, OPORDs, were a few items he worked on with the staff. During training, he emphasized that during operations, he may not be present in the CP because of battlefield circulation, BFC, higher headquarters, HHQ meetings, or other factors that would necessitate the staff's ability to anticipate planning requirements and start the process without him, presumptive planning. Once he was available, he could see what they had, work his commander's guidance worksheet, and continue to drive the operations process, but without him being leashed to the main CP. He focused all staff members on intelligence preparation of the battlefield, IPB. All staff members, or WFFs, had to complete IPB. Focusing on reverse IPB before they began planning was essential to understanding how the enemy may present itself and led to the staff generating better options in a course of action, COA, versus developing COAs against enemy unlikely actions. Time management was crucial to the BDE's planning efforts. They had to allow time for parallel planning for the BDE's battalions, BNs. Therefore, he and the brigade staff practiced the MDMP in time-constrained environments. He found that directing a single COA or being physically with the staff during the MDMP assisted with planning efforts. Guidance was given to develop options within the directed COA, options for maneuver, fire, sustainment, and protection, etc. Now the brigade staff could push forward with planning efforts and simultaneously allow parallel planning efforts within the BNs. Understand the commander's process was a point of emphasis for Cajun 6. The brigade staff had to understand how the MDMP supports the commander's process of understand, visualize, describe, and direct, UVDD, lead/assess. The COA and options within the COA assisted him and his subordinate commanders to direct the maneuver fight and sustain and protect the force throughout the fight. Lastly, rehearsals were crucial tasks for Cajun 6 and the staff. He and the staff watched the National Training Center, NTC, Operations, Ops Group, TAC Talks Episode 1, A Way to CAR regarding the Combined Arms Rehearsal, CAR. Mirroring this process greatly improved their own car. They also trained on and improved with other rehearsals such as information collection, IC, and fires sustainment and the fires technical rehearsal. The sets and reps of home station training with staff members vastly improved their MDMP efforts and greatly assisted with codifying planning processes within their new and improved PSOP. Cajun 6 ensured the staff's planning processes were aligned doctrinally, yet solidified with lessons and best practices from the CTCs and call. Cajun 6 could not resist a quick smile of satisfaction. They did all right. The radio blaring his call sign shook him back to reality. Cajun 6 acknowledged and headed toward the main CP. Change of mission from division. Time to start another MDMP.